It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemare.
And today's topic, I find this so interesting because it was one of those things where you had posted something on Facebook about a what I call a vague book post.
Yeah.
Where somebody's like, I just wish that people would or whatever. And then they end it with, you know who you are.
Yeah.
And you actually said, what was your post?
I was just like, is it just me? Or when someone says something like, you know, they tell a story and they say, and you know who you are. Or
yeah,
you know, is it just me that sits there all day thinking, wait, is it me that they're talking about? And I really, and then by the end of that particular day, I thought, my God, do I have a problem? Because I literally backtracked the hours from when this post was made to when I had had last contact with the person. And it, and the funny part was many people who responded to my post took it because they didn't know the post I was referring to, obviously. So they kind of took it like if it was a bad thing. like that someone had done them wrong and you know who you
that
are.
That's how I took it.
Right. So a lot of people took it like that, which I found super interesting. Okay?
Yeah.
Because the post that I was referring to, the person was basically saying, you know, sometimes you can get so down, but you can just get a call from a friend and it makes you feel so much better. You
know? Okay, that's hilarious.
And so I was like, oh my gosh, did my call, was it me that she was feeling better about?
You were taking it like a shout out. Shout out to the real ones. Got my back all the time.
Right.
I love you, my people.
Right. And I'm like.
And the rest of us who responded were like, oh my God, I know. I hate it when people.
Yeah. People were like, I'm just like, if you have a problem with me, just tell me, you know? And I was like, oh no. And then I felt bad to say, actually this one, because I do know what they're talking about there too.
Yes.
And I wanted to say, well, this one was actually like, I was thinking more like, do I have like some kind of big ego or something where I thought, they're probably talking about me.
Well,
like, I made their whole life different.
I think either way, though, it is.
Yes.
You assume it's about you.
Every person wrote, I am the same exact way. Every time a post comes out like that, I sit there and question it and say, regardless, good or bad.
Yes.
Was it me? Because I really don't know, you know? And And what is the word? It's not like ego, but like, am I so self-involved that I think every vague post
it's basically
is
ego.
About me?
It is. Like yes. And we discussed this when we talked about the four agreements.
Yes.
And how that the one section, don't take anything personally,
right,
was so enlightening to me because I remember the way he wrote it. He said, you know, everybody's starring in the movie of their own life.
Yes.
And you might be a co-star in somebody else's. You might be a walk-on part. You might be the best boy.
Like, right.
You might not even be on screen.
Yes.
But
you might be the grip,
exactly.
Which no one really knows what that does.
No. But to assume that you are co-starring in everybody else's movie is a huge ego thing.
Right.
But to me, it was very freeing because I think I worried about that. It wasn't like I thought it that way, like, oh, I'm so important to everybody that, you know.
Right.
But reading it in that way, it was very freeing because it was like, oh, people aren't thinking about what I say.
Right. Like, it doesn't make that much of an impact on everybody's life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, so I read this before social media and then Facebook comes along and now it resurfaces.
Yes.
Because some people do like to vague book.
Yes, they do. Well, and the other things that bother me are when someone posts they're at a hospital and they don't say why, but you know what I mean? They're like, Lynn, you know, like their thing is feeling scared or whatever at Beaumont Hospital, you know? And you're like, oh, okay, well, why are you feeling scared? Why are you at the hospital?
Is
you know,
it you? Is it your child? Is it a routine
test?
Were you in a car accident?
Like, yes.
Yeah. Like, why be?
People are so quick to post like where they're at before they're ready to tell the whole story.
And yes.
In which case, I'm like, just save it until you're ready to tell the whole story.
Yes.
And if that's never, that's okay too. But yeah, sending out those weird cryptic little.
But you're right. Stuff. Like what cracks me up too is when, well, that, okay, this is going to come out wrong now that I just said it cracks me up. But when someone has something really serious going at the hospital, they're full of IVs and all that, and they think to post the picture and be like, here I am, getting IVs. It's like, that's your first thought? Like, let's take the picture of the thing? Like, I got to make sure I'm good. What's going on?
Yeah.
The last thing I want to do is that.
I agree.
Because I don't want to, Remy just said, like, you don't even know what's going on yet yourself. But you're like, let me get this right on social media. You know what I'm saying? Let me get this right out there.
Let's just put it this way. If I ever have a major health disaster, you'll find out, like, funerals at noon on Sunday. Sorry. You're not going to go through the journey with me, Facebook friends. Sorry.
Right.
No. Close family and friends, I'm going to call you up and tell you about it.
Right.
Facebook is just, for me, it's not for that.
Yeah, I don't think it is either.
I don't either, but it is interesting to see how differently other people use it.
It is so different. Like someone said to me the other day about, they read a comment and they said, gosh, some people write such personal stuff on Facebook, such personal posts. I'm like, not me. I'm usually writing like the joke about like, is it just me or, or I'll ask people's opinion, which I love. I had stopped doing that for a while, but I love like getting people's opinion because everyone wants to help.
Yes.
I've always said like innately, because coming from a sales background and having, managed salespeople, when I would train them, I'd say, when you call up a new company and the person answers the phone, you have to say, oh, hi, I'm sorry, what was your name? Oh, Stacy, hi. I was wondering if you could help me. As soon as you do it, people want to help you.
Oh, people do.
People want to. So I'll put on there, like recently again, with COVID and all these things that you find that to make your house a little bit more comfortable or mm-hmm. Nice things that you never had the time to check out before. My husband wanted to get one of those soda streams.
Oh, yeah.
And I've never even tried water from one of those soda streams that turn water into carbonated water. So I thought, and he was like, looking at different ones. So finally, I just posted, thinking about getting a soda stream. Do people like it? I mean, people came out of the woodwork.
Oh, yeah.
And it had to be like 80% to 20% of loving the soda stream. Like they absolutely love, love, love.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. And it was like so great to get like real, not just going on and not knowing if the people are just being paid or mm-hmm. incentivized or they're friends of somebody to post, reviews on Amazon or whatever.
Yeah. The SodaStream family members giving it five-star ratings.
Right. That's so true. That's why I'm like, do I trust that? But yeah, everyone that came out and they said here's one bad thing. You can't get the CO2 tanks all the time. So make sure you get them whenever you can buy them because they're always out of stock, which is, I found, really true. And someone also said, but here's a secret. If you ask customer service at Bed Bath & Beyond, they keep them behind the counter. So the funny part was I did go up and ask, and they said, we normally do that, but we really don't have any. So then we went to Target, and they were out. So I said, well, I'm going to try the little thing here. I went to customer service. They had them behind the counter.
No.
Yeah, so Facebook can really help with that kind of stuff.
It can, but then it can also be very frustrating.
Yes.
Like I had, and I'm not going to call out who it was, I had a family member, and I understand this. It's COVID. It's frightening, especially if you have underlying issues. And this family member kind of went on a rant and was like, that's it. No more gatherings. No more, no Thanksgiving, no Christmas. No more getting together. I'm tired of having to scour everybody's Facebook posts to see if you've been, social distancing and keeping your gathering small like you're supposed to. And I was, at first, I wasn't hurt or offended. But then I was like, I always host Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And why don't you call and ask me what we're doing here instead of scouring my social media to see what I'm up to?
Yeah.
And I'm sure the person wasn't doing it to me. I'm sure they were just lumping everything in, but I felt mm-hmm. included in that. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of like, why wouldn't you just call and ask? Like, hey, what are your plans? Are you hosting Thanksgiving? Because I bought a patio heater if people want to go outside. Now I think since the numbers have gone up so bad, mm-hmm. like there's just no way we can do it.
Right.
Without being safe. I mean, unless everybody gets tested
right.
2 days before, I don't see a way to do it, especially since my daughter's flying home
mm-hmm.
and she wants to come home. We want her to come home, but she said, I don't want to, I have older family members and younger family members. She's like, I don't want to be responsible for somebody getting sick.
Right.
And I, of course you don't. Yeah. Nobody does. So, but we're all discussing these things. We're not just randomly throwing rants out there. Like,
right.
I can't trust you people not to behave, so I'm canceling Thanksgiving.
Right. Like, and you do bring up a good point. Like, just calling people and being direct and asking.
Yes.
I mean, why wouldn't you do that instead of just posting that? So, because I think they want you, the people that are ones involved, to start answering and making her job a little easier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Instead of just calling up and going, what are we doing? Like, I called my dad, which this could be a whole nother topic about what everyone's doing for the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I called my dad and kind of without missing a beat, I just was kind of like, you know, softballing the question out there. Like, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? We're not going anywhere. No one's going anywhere. We're not doing anything. So I was like, okay, well, I guess dad's not coming over. Okay. So,
yeah.
And then my sister goes to her in-laws. It's like she does the every other other year thing, you know? And instead, I could have put on Facebook, although my dad's not on there, but my sister and other relatives are like, what's everyone's plans for Thanksgiving? Just so I could get a feel. But I thought, no, I'm just calling.
Yes.
So I just called my sister, called my dad, called my other brother. I mean, my kids made it clear they didn't really want a lot of to do, go to someone's house or have a lot of people over.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it is
but,
what
yeah,
it is.
But again, like, especially now when things are so serious, now is the time for directness, not being vague. Now is the time to be, you know, to be upfront and say, well, you know what? I was at a party. It was bigger than I anticipated. There, you know, I'm not sick, but, you know, that is a situation I was in. Like, I do feel like we owe it to each other to be very concrete at this time instead of vague booking posts about it. Like,
I think the whole point of your episode today, ladies, is the fact that communication has changed so much through social media that, you know, humans weren't always great at communicating with each other face to face before the internet. Mm-hmm. And now we've learned this whole new way of miscommunicating everything we think and see and feel and stuff. But yeah, a little bit of go back to the old way, practice calling somebody, writing a letter, talking to somebody face to face, or not face to face.
Okay, so that takes me back to your original post, which now that I'm thinking about it is so funny because somebody posted a good post, like whatever. And
like having a bad day, but it takes a little thing, like hearing a good thing from a friend or my husband giving me a compliment to make me realize what's like important.
And you know who you are.
She didn't really say, but it was a specific person who reached out to her, which I had just talked to her the day before. So I was like,
you felt
is it
love.
Me?
Okay, but
did I? Yeah.
But so this is the thing. Why wouldn't this person say, but okay, so maybe this person was like, maybe several friends had reached out.
Sure.
And she didn't want to like list them all.
Yes.
And so made it vague on purpose.
Yeah.
Or I guess that's the only reason I can think of for doing that way, because if so, say it had been you who had called her and your timing just happened to be impeccable,
right.
Even if you didn't know she was going through something.
Yes.
Why wouldn't she just say, you know, by the way, Lynn, your call was right on time.
Right.
Like, I guess I don't understand why the use of the, unless it was many, it was too many to list. I don't know. I'm like trying to come up with.
But I'm also like always feeling like, you know, I try every day, like if people pop up, it's their birthday, you know, try to say happy birthday. And I'll be damned if it's the ones I like don't have time or forget.
Yeah.
They're the ones that always go on and say, I want to thank everyone for. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, the one person I try to say happy birthday every time it pops up. You're the one person I saw it in the morning and I forgot. Now everyone else got thanks and not me. I'm late. I missed it. Like, I need the things that are even going to a group and they didn't even mention me and no one would ever know it was me.
You just gave me a really hilarious idea because my birthday's coming up.
Yes.
And so I'm going to give a shout out to all the people that didn't wish me happy birthday
Thank
on my
you.
Facebook.
Because
you'd be like, I see you. I saw that you didn't take any time to wish me a happy birthday.
Right.
Never mind my friends that did care
I
about me.
I know who you are.
No, see, I would do it the other way. I'd be like, I want to give a shout out to everybody who was living their best life and was too busy to wish me a happy birthday.
There you go.
I want to be you.
There you go. So I like that. That makes the person not feel bad then.
Exactly.
Yes.
Like, again, why? I don't know. Why if you're going to make somebody feel good, why not make that person feel good? And if you're going to make somebody feel bad, and I, although I do understand the beauty of, and because I've been guilty of it, the beauty of venting without naming names, which is what social media has given us.
Yes.
Where you can just get it out. Like, I am so mad. I never want to see this person again. And and you can do it without naming them and get rid of it. Like, I think that's the...
I also love when people say, they announce, hey, everybody, I'm going off of Facebook for a while.
Oh, you know? You don't need to announce it.
You just don't post anything.
Right?
Like, what are you doing? But then it's hilarious because it's like the you know, the final tour for Cher. But Cher keeps coming back every, you know, three years. It's like they say that, and then 3 days later, I see a post from them.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, okay, here's another reason why you shouldn't have posted it, because clearly you can't stay off of it.
I have a friend who does it so frequently that they have to start several posts with, I know I said I wasn't going to be on Facebook, but it's like, why do you do that? Why do you pretend you're going to leave? We all know you're not going to leave.
And then the people who say, I'm reevaluating and, you know, I'm deleting some friends. So I'm like, oh my gosh, well then just delete them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if they're like, why do you say that? Because then literally I'm like, am I being deleted? Like, and then I go back the next day to check if we're still friends. You know what I mean? Like,
I never do.
I always, because I'm like, I don't, why do they have to announce they're deleting some people?
Just, I don't know.
It's not an airport, folks. You don't need to announce your departures and arrivals.
Exactly. Exactly. Because I'll tell you what, you could get deleted from someone and you don't even really know for a long time until you go to say something. They're like, wait a second, I thought we were friends.
I just realized yesterday that somebody must have deleted me. And I'm like, oh, all right. You know, I had no idea.
Right.
Like,
yeah, you get no alert when you've been deleted.
No, which you don't. Which that I love that because I have deleted people.
Yes.
And I don't need them getting an alert because I don't want to be questioned.
I was telling someone the other day that this woman that I used to be friends with, when American Idol, and I mean friends with, like socially, I mean not socially, but like, through work and on Facebook, but it's not like we hung out or anything.
Yeah.
But when American Idol was more in its like prime, you know, and I watched it all the time, every contestant, she would post what her thoughts, feelings, opinions were on immediately afterwards. So if you're watching American Idol and during commercial, you're looking at Facebook, there would literally be four or five posts all the time. You know, this isn't a blog. You know, I mean, it's just, these aren't like, so finally I couldn't take anymore. I literally was every night that I was like, going crazy. So finally, I just, back in the day, I didn't really know you could just like snooze them, it's called, or like
mute,
not
mute or block.
Mute or whatever. Yeah. So I
hide posts from them.
Yes.
I don't want to see what you're saying.
I wasn't that technical. So I.
Well, I don't think Facebook was then either. Probably.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I just kind of like deleted her friendship or whatever you call it. Right. Well, then like about 9 months later, I like stopped dead in my tracks because I get a friend request from her. So I'm like, oh, clearly she knows, because she's probably was like, wait, I thought we were friends. How are we not friends?
Okay,
so then what do I do at that point? I accepted it because I was like, I don't want to be mean, I don't want to hear your constant opinions every 4 seconds.
Okay, but why is it mean not to accept? This is probably another topic.
Yeah.
Why is it mean not to accept somebody's friend request on Facebook? It's not mean. It's your choice. Like, I feel like, and maybe I'm wrong, this is my opinion about Facebook. And on my page, if you come in and you're doing things I don't like or saying things that I find objectionable, I'm not saying differing viewpoints. I'm saying being rude, using foul language, being mean to other people, calling people names. If you're doing that on my page, I will delete your comments because that's my page. That's like somebody coming in your backyard and screaming the F word at your neighbors.
Yeah.
Like, no, this is my page. Like, I don't put that on there. I don't allow other people to put that on there.
Right.
And so turning down, you know, or not accepting a request is not being mean. It's protecting your yard.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like it's like hanging there. You know,
I have a lot of them that are hanging there.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just don't look.
Remy, what do you do?
So I'm glad that there's a mute and unfollow button now to where you can still remain friends. So it's not like, look, I don't hate you. I don't like your opinion. I don't want to see it in my timeline, all the stuff like that. If, just like Stacey, if you come on my page talking some smack or being a jerk, no, I'll just unfriend you real quick and I'll tell you to your face why I did it.
Yeah.
And I have no problem doing that. For the most part, I think people take Facebook and social media way too seriously.
Oh, I do.
Way too seriously. It's not that serious. Let's all be nice to each other. And my feed is mostly filled with positivity and love because of all the people that I have that like seeing that on Facebook.
Right.
They enjoy the positivity, the community, the love that we all spread. So it's usually a pleasant experience. And every once in a while when it's not, it's like, oh, well, that's easily fixed. You know, no big deal. But I never feel bad about it.
Yeah. I don't either. In fact, usually if I delete your comment, I will tell you exactly why I deleted it. I will say, hey, by the way, I deleted your comment because it was offensive.
Yeah.
And this is my page. And I've actually had friends who kept trying to post things and then they would text me. I keep trying to post this on your page and it keeps getting taken down. I'm like, yeah,
that's me.
I'm taking it down.
Oh, that's so funny.
Well, yeah. Like I have to explain. Like, I don't want to see that on my page. Like, I'm not gonna let somebody come into my backyard and pull down their pants and start urinating.
Yeah.
And that is how I saw what this post was.
Yeah.
So no, it's not gonna happen. It's just not gonna happen in my yard.
See, my friend was just telling me that two of her friends went crazy for an entire day on her page arguing with each other. And it was direct, but like, I think I delete the whole thing if that started to happen.
I have had to delete entire threads before when people get too out of hand. But rarely. That really doesn't happen on my page that often. But I think it's because I have established boundaries and I adhere to them.
And do you guys think this is true? Because you know that how they say you keep seeing the same 25, 30 people all the time?
I don't know.
I feel like that is always happening to me. And I did do that thing where you see people post saying, it's true, you only see the top 25. And, you know, it's kind of like you have to post that after you do it because it's part of the deal. I did that once a year ago. I typically see the same handful of people's posts, and that's it. Because someone just yesterday said to me, did you see so-and-so's post? And I said, I swear to God, I'm friends with that person. I can't recall seeing a post from them in the last year.
If you go to somebody's page, just check out their page.
Okay.
You'll start seeing more of their posts.
Oh.
So randomly every once in a while, if you just go around, they're like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen what this person's up to in a while. And just kind of like stalk their Facebook page for a second. You'll see more posts from them. The algorithm figures it out in real time. So yes, for the most part, most of us are only seeing the same people all the time. But if you interact with more people, you'll see more.
The algorithm assumes that you are only interested in the people you interact with the most.
Mm.
Like, that's how it narrows it down.
We only have like 2 minutes left, but speaking of algorithms, did you both watch The Social Dilemma?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So
I know. It is a dilemma.
Yeah. Yeah. So there are these things that.
Oh, there are.
Yeah.
But that's why I think it is important to have that. Like, that's why I feel like it's okay to have my boundaries and to be established with them and to let people know why, because this is something that has a lot of power and is influencing people in ridiculous ways.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, we need to be the ones to control this.
Mm-hmm.
We need to make this work for us, not us work for it.
Right.
And so that is why I feel very strongly about having my boundaries, about saying what they are. And like, when I engage with people, I try to do it politely. I try to, you know, just use information and facts, especially if it's about differing opinions.
Yes.
I try not to, you know, I try not to post anything that I'm not sure about where it came from or if it's misleading.
Right.
You know, I try not to post anything that's mean or derogatory, because why put that out there?
Yeah, I really never post anything that can be controversial at all. I post nothing about politics, religion, nothing.
Well, I probably
ever
post things that people can assume are controversial.
Yeah.
But I always have a reason for why I did it. And most of the time I list my reason as well. Like, this is why I think this is pertaining to what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So, and again, not that I think I'm doing it right. I'm trying to have my own boundaries and establish them and work within them, because I don't want to be working for Facebook. I don't need to be making
right.
Facebook money.
Right.
It's a service that should be working for me.
Yeah, that's
true. And that was my biggest takeaway from the social dilemma.
Yeah.
Was how out of control these things have gotten.
Mm-hmm.
And we can take the control back.
There's a reason I'm still on my first smartphone that I got in 2017.
Okay, I swear I thought you were going to say, there's a reason I'm still on MySpace.
Yeah.
I'm hanging on to MySpace, baby. Yeah. I do still have an account. I have no idea how to get into
it's
it.
It's funny.
I do.
All right. Well, we want to hear, of course, we have a Facebook page. We are on there. Stacey and Lynn Podcast. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. You can find all our social media on our website, StaceyandLynnPodcast.com. We'd love to hear what you think. And now we're going to go do some vague booking about how much we love you all. Thanks for listening.